CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of teasers, we've got to get Sean on because Sean Sanders, the co-founder of Revix, is here to tell us about something interesting that's been happening in cryptocurrency this week. I mean, just yesterday at this time, we were looking at about $51,000, $52,000. It's dropped back down to $46,000 for a Bitcoin. But the real interesting story is the story of Solana. We've got Sean Sanders here. Hey, Sean, to tell us the story of Solana. I was interested in this already. I think I mentioned it to you like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And Solana has just shot through the roof. It's been the best performing cryptocurrency of 2021. But what is Solana? What does it do? You're going to help us figure this out, right, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So Solana is known as an Ethereum killer. And It's up... you won't even believe this. It's up 5,200% over the last year. So it has really blown up in popularity. And what's really interesting about Solana is that it has literally a fraction of the transactional cost that you'd have on Ethereum. So just for reference sake, we tried to use the Ethereum network yesterday with this whole market pullback that took place and whatnot. It cost us $300 for a very basic transaction on the network. So Ethereum has sort of become a victim of its own success. And right. I mean, $300 for a very basic transaction, that's ridiculous. Like, imagine you wanted to send some money on the Ethereum network and you have to pay $300 for that. That's obscene, right?
Right.
But if you are looking at Solana's network, not only are you going to pay for that same transaction yesterday, only 2 US cents versus the $300, which is obviously a huge cost saving, but you're able to process over 30 times the number of transactions per second relative to the likes of Ethereum.
Phenomenal.
So if you look at Ethereum as a blockchain network, and I mean, taking a step back here, I think a lot of listeners are going to go like, what are you talking about? What is Ethereum? So Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency, what Ethereum really aims to do is to create a blockchain infrastructure, really, for other applications to be built on top of. So an analogy here would be to say, listen, look at the internet, right? I mean, the internet enabled email, it enabled image sharing, et cetera, et cetera. And those were the applications that were built sort of on top of the internet. Now, right. If you're looking at the blockchain and blockchain technology, you've got to have sort of that infrastructure in place. And the likes of Ethereum, the likes of Cardano, the likes of Solana, they're looking at creating that infrastructure. But now if you think back to maybe the early 90s, I mean, the internet was clunky. Hell, even the early 2000s, the internet was really clunky and slow. And right. You can kind of draw a comparison there to the early days of crypto. So if you're looking at Ethereum, which is one of the earlier sort of blockchain-based infrastructure cryptocurrencies, it's a bit slow. A lot of development has taken place on it.
I mean, we can see what the potential of this is. And I heard lots of people in the crypto world speaking about this 2 weeks ago and maybe a little bit before, but much more afterwards. It's hard, though, for people to buy Solana because you really have to know your way around the internet. You have to also be on a number of different wallets and platforms, and you can't buy it on certain ones and you can on others. And I mean, it's been like a diamonds, really, this rare gemstone that you can't find anywhere. So I managed to get some the other day, but it's really hard. Isn't there an easier way to do this?
Oh, what a segue. Thanks, Gareth. Yeah. wow. That was perfect. So yes, we are launching Solana on Friday, which I'm quite excited about. We will be doing this completely fee-free. So you are able to make a deposit in RANDs, or you can deposit another cryptocurrency onto the Revix platform, and then you're able to buy into Solana absolutely fee-free. So there's nothing, no strings attached. You don't need to enter any promo code or anything
that. You're telling us also there's still major upside coming because there's a lot of interest in Solana right now. We haven't missed the boat, right?
I mean, look, it's always difficult to say, it's always difficult to say if this is going to go up or going to go down, right? I mean, there's been a very big price increase over the last while. But I think when you start looking out at the opportunity and you go, okay, right, Ethereum is pretty clunky right now. And I mean, there's some Ethereum proponents. I'm not necessarily saying that I don't think Ethereum can scale. They're just not probably going to be scaling over the short term. Mm. And if you're looking at sort of competitors in that space, I mean, maybe the pie is big enough. And I do believe that the pie is big enough for the likes of Cardano, for the likes of Ethereum and Solana to live sort of in harmony with one another. And that means there is a lot of upside left. I mean, Solana's got a long way to get to the likes of Cardano or Ethereum's value. I mean, you're still you're sitting with well over 20 times upside there.
So, Sean, we can now, from Friday, buy some Solana on Revix. Do we just go on and do it like we would buying Bitcoin, Ethereum, or US dollar coins, whatever else you got there?
Oh, yeah. So okay. You are able to get started with as little as 150 Rand if Brilliant. You're a newbie to the Revex platform. If you're a current Revex customer, you're able to buy Solana fee-free. We're offering this to every single customer that we currently have and obviously new investors as well.
All right. Very good. So everybody can get the special deal. It's not just for people who've never been on Revex before.
Yeah, no, that's correct. And awesome. You don't have to enter any promo codes. It's just from Friday, it's be free. So it's literally as simple as that.
And maybe, you know, it's worth, because a lot of people have their, what they call their HODL portfolio, their portfolio of cryptocurrencies that they're not, they're keeping that long term. It's usually a bit of Bitcoin, a bit of Ethereum, some Cardano, maybe a little bit of Solana. If you think that this is going to be a platform that will grow and that will be used, as you put it just now, as the best possible way to build applications on the blockchain. If that's the case, then maybe you want a little bit of this in your portfolio.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the sort of stance I would take. I mean, if you're looking at sort of the top three cryptocurrencies right now with the most upside potential, I mean, Solana is definitely there. The amount of development that's taking place on the network it's incredible. And it's also, as I said earlier, I mean, Ethereum is becoming a victim of its own success because the more applications that get built on Ethereum, the slower the network becomes and older applications then move over to the likes of Solana and Cardano. So I think you will see this accelerate over the coming months. And, you know, the top picks for me, Cardano, Solana, and potentially, I mean, one another up-and-comers and one we recently introduced as well was Polkadot, which essentially allows blockchains to communicate to one another. Those sort of are the top picks for me. And obviously no bias given that they're on the platform, but that's pretty much the reason why we launched them. We think that there's fantastic upside with these different cryptocurrencies.
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Always good to check in with you. Sean Sanders, Revex.com. You can find out more by following them on social media at Revex Invest, or you can just sign up at Revex for free, Revix.com, and add, you could put in 150 Rand. You don't have to spend, you know, your life savings. Just go in there and try it out. Better be on board than feel like you've missed out later on. Thanks very much, Sean. Good to see you, dude.
Great, guys. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.